And you don't seem to understand. A shame you seemed an honest man. And all the fears you hold up today.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Serial Episodes Lane Layer 03 of Lost in Translation 1. I'm May.
And I'm Jay.
And this time we watched Serial Experiments Lane Layer 3, which is Psyche.
Or Psych.
Psych. And
it sure was another episode. So we sort of began it and we remembered, oh yeah, by the way, last time was at the nightclub shooting. Something actually happened in Lane. That's interesting.
Present day. Present time.
What now? Oh, well, Lane got taken to the police station. She says nothing and then someone takes her home.
And then she opens doors for 5 minutes.
So that's the first whole 5 minutes of the episode is very slow, like... Sure, Elaine wanders around.
And although we do learn that her parents sleep in different beds.
It does appear that way.
Which is weird. And later on when we see the mum, like we see that something's weird about her.
Something's weird about everyone. It could just be the art style.
The dad is the most normal.
Just because he loves his computer.
Yeah, he's like, the nerdy dad usually is a bit weird, but he seems to be the most normal character.
He's not that normal.
Him and Arisu are probably the only normal characters.
Arisu is very normal.
That's true. Because, so when Lane goes to school, she knows there's a car with some lights, and I'm thinking, oh, she's just hallucinating things because she's Lane, and we find it later. Oh, no, she's not. There's some things going down, finally. So she goes to school, and all the girls in her class are asking, hey, was the guy who shot up a nightclub and then killed himself cute?
Yeah, or just like they were trying to get all the details about it because they thought it was entertaining.
Mm.
And this is, it's one of the themes of Lane is that the youth of today, they're all desensitized and they're all violence mongers and addicted to the internet.
Mm.
And boy, does this just seem like an indictment of young people, doesn't it? I'm sure you could argue it's just a look into the future, but it really seems like they're taking pot shots at the youths.
Yeah, but it's still to today what older people are saying about millennials, except for it's about avocado toast, and no one in Serial Experiments Lane has mentioned smashed avocado yet. So maybe there's hope. Maybe at the end of the season they say, oh, and then Lane got some smashed avocado toast and wasn't able to buy a house in the housing market. How dare she?
I don't know if you can follow if how much. The smashed avocado controversy spread overseas.
Oh, no, it did. It 100% did.
But we, May and I have been having a long discussion about that one today.
Yeah.
And those damn millennials buying all that avocado toast and not being able to afford houses and complaining about it, but also killing businesses by not going out and eating enough.
Why are you doing your WWE wrestling announcing voice?
What, just because Goldberg done speared that man out of his boots?
Now he doesn't have a house.
Oh, he ain't got no houses because he got avocados. Those things are expensive.
So basically, I guess you can say that Lane is meant to be sort of like a commentary on the youth being more corrupted and sort of aging faster than they're meant to and going out to clubs even when they're maybe 8.
For sure. And that's an interesting thing that happens. So when you see that kind of theming, you go, oh, okay, maybe the writers are onto something. And then nothing happens for ages, and you go, oh, maybe not.
This is only episode 3 still.
Yes. So they try to get Lane to sort of talk about what happened, and she doesn't really seem to want to.
Because she's Lane, and she doesn't really want to talk about much.
Yeah. So they take her off to the side and are talking about the incident more. And there's an interesting discussion of, why are we all talking about this like we weren't there?
Yeah, like it was
like it wasn't real.
Yeah, Arisu says, this seems like we're talking about it like it was on TV or something, or it was a movie, but this actually happened. Why aren't we, you know, why are we so okay with what happened? And that was actually rather interesting.
And the response is so direct. Well, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, I was like, oh, well.
Lane finds an envelope in her shoe locker, which has a little computer chip thing in it. There is a little scuffle over where they think it's a love letter and it's a whole thing. It's a time waster. Let's just be honest. All that's really established there is a computer chip that she's been given and she doesn't know what it is because it's a mystery.
I mean, the teacher was previously talking about this processor in class.
Well, a thing called Psyche never really explains it.
It sounds like a processor.
Oh, it sounds like a piece of technology.
Yeah, and so, you know, that's sort of, it is sort of interesting that she's getting things and we don't know who it's from and that's fine. And I really like Arisu.
So she goes home. She asks her dad, what is this? And he says, I don't know. But he says it in a very suspicious way.
Yeah, he just sort of turns, like, walks out the door. And she says, hey, are you sure you don't know? And he's like, I don't know.
And that was that whole scene.
And it's very sus, though. And I think he does know something. Yeah. Because otherwise,
he's a computer guy.
Yeah, he would know. I think maybe he's trying to protect Lane. I think it's something that's very serious. Maybe he knows about this Lane of the Wired that everyone is talking about.
I doubt that. Because I feel like as a father, he'd act in a different way. Unless he's Lane of the Wired.
Maybe.
Because he's always on WoW.
Well, it does... Well, the kids do say you can take on any form in the Wired. So maybe he is coming in as his daughter?
On the internet, no one knows you're a Lane.
Oh my god.
Or you're a bear. Damn it was so easy. No one knows you're a bear.
No one knows you're a bear on the Wired.
Oh, she wears so much bear stuff in this episode. It's adorable.
Yeah, Lane really likes bears.
So... she goes off to Siberia, the best named nightclub that ever existed.
Oh yeah, I love it. If I ever open a nightclub, I'm calling it Siberia. Actually, if Lane ever opened a nightclub, it'd be called Siberia. She really likes bears.
So she goes up to the children we saw from last episode, who also hang in the nightclub, and she's like, what's this? And they go, oh, that's a psyche. Wow, that thing's really expensive and rare. Where did you get it? How much was it? And they're trying to find out stuff, and she goes, I have no idea what this is. How do you use it? And they're like, are you an idiot? And she gets punked on by these young, tiny children. Although she does eventually get the information that you just install it on your motherboard. Which is weird, because I got the sense, probably by the name, that it has some kind of interaction with your brain. So I thought, oh, maybe it's like wetware or something. No, you just put it on your motherboard.
Well, I think the Wired in general is you kind of go into the computer a little bit.
Maybe. So the kids, one of them tries to buy it from her, and then the other two kids just say, hey, you can't even afford it. And then after they give the information, one of the kids says, oh, but you know, in exchange for the information, you have to go on a date with me because I've seen you in the Wired before. You're really different there. And yeah, people have different personalities on the internet. Yours is really different. Yeah, so I'd like to date that one of you.
Yours is basically the direct opposite. And I'm not interested in you, but I'm interested in your opposite. And then she does this face at him. And then he sort of backs down and says, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Just like a serious face. Oh, we forgot to mention there's like a punk guy or maybe a drug dealer who goes up to her when she gets there at the club. She goes, oh, Lane of the Wired, what's up? We're going to do that thing?
Yeah, you plan the next rave.
Like, he knows, he not only knows her, but like they have some kind of past business deal and she's just completely confused. And I'm here like, okay, all right, stuff's happening, kind of. This could be interesting.
Yes. The thing is, this whole third layer seems to actually be setting something up. Hopefully.
Yeah. So she has a psyche thing. She goes back home. She starts installing it into her computer.
But before that, the sister walks through the door, and then there's two people who are probably from the car because they've got these weird sort of goggles with little red beams. So they're Digimon protagonists.
These cyber eye patch goggles.
Yeah, and they say, you didn't see us.
And we're not here. And she's like, but I did.
Yeah.
And she's just Haru. But I did, though.
No, it does matter. Yeah.
And then she goes inside and she sees Lane, who's not naked, but she's like wearing very little.
Yeah, because she's, oh, I was told to beware of static shock.
That has to do with your clothes. It doesn't. It really doesn't.
Yeah, well, okay, the bear onesie would have been dangerous. That's fuzzy. It looks fuzzy.
I guess. Sure.
But I actually kind of like that scene. She looks completely different. Like,
yeah.
Like, she's previously seems pretty vacant. And I said this a few times while we were watching, is that I'm not sure if her expressions are terrifying because she's so vacant and they're terrifying on purpose, or if it's just the animation style hasn't aged super well.
Well, the last one was meant to be terrifying, where she looks at me and goes, welcome home!
Oh, yeah, that was horrifying.
And then she gets all pixelated, and then that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, that was just horrifying.
Present day. Present time.
So the reason we just recorded our Atmon episode, honestly. We do highlights of that one, whereas in Lane, we sort of work through the bits we remember. Mm. And that is useful, because people obviously say this show is very confusing and complicated.
Yeah, so I think it's good that we actually...
we're establishing our understanding of what is happening and how it might affect the story. But we're three episodes in, and we've been given... how do I describe this? You can smell the food that's cooking in the kitchen, but you have no idea. You don't know what it looks or tastes like yet. Yep. You're just getting whiffs of it. Maybe there's something. I'm concerned we're going to walk in and the kitchen's full of air fresheners.
So what are your overall opinions about this episode?
It's the best one so far?
It's definitely the best one. I think that Lane seems to be getting better with every episode, which is good. That's still good. That is a good thing to do.
Still has the problem of it if it has 10 minutes of content in the 20-minute space.
I believe I mentioned this when we were watching the episode, but I said a few times how I feel like this feels like it would be better as a movie.
How many episodes are there?
13, I think.
Then that's perfect. You'd end up at an hour and a half if each episode was condensed to 10 minutes.
Yeah, I feel like it feels like it would work better as a movie.
I would be really interested in seeing a supercut where you edit most of the episodes down into a 1.5 hour, 2 hour space and then watch it all at once.
And I'd be interested to see because you'd cut a little bit. I think that the 5 minutes of walking through a house, opening and closing doors.
Just cut it.
I think it did add the atmosphere of some weirdness, but there's so much weirdness in the show. I already get it. There's some weird stuff going on.
Well, if you supercut it, you don't need to establish it every episode.
Mm. So I feel like this may, in fact, work better as, you know, an hour and a half movie.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. I mean, we could come out of it and say every scene was 100% necessary. It works best as a series.
Highly doubt that.
Yeah, but we could also come out and say some things could be cut, but it's a good series. And I'm glad that the third layer was better than the other ones because I really, you know, it's to do something that people have wanted us to do, and everyone says, "Oh, I'm really excited for your Lane episodes," and a lot of people on the internet just praise Lane constantly. And I was kind of like, "Oh, I really don't want to put out something every month that just us saying this is boring."
Do you mean that we came out of Tamers and said that probably wasn't the best thing Digimon has?
And I still think that I've always said that Tamers is great, but it's heavily overrated by the fandom. And I hope Lane's not the same. I mean, it's got the same lead writer. So far, I think that Lane could be as good as people say it is. And things often aren't as good as people say it is. Like, people often hype things that they like up a lot more.
Yes.
Than it is deserved. And then when you come to it, just kind of like, oh, that was all right. But layer three, I'm actually wanting to watch the next episode because of how it ended with that sort of creepy, "Welcome home, sis." That was horrifying. I want her to go into the Wired. I want to learn more about this Lane of the Wired. That is interesting. I want to learn more about this weird girl that she keeps on maybe hallucinating.
I would say that this episode made me not dread seeing the next one.
Yeah, and that is good. Previous ones, I'm like, well, thank gosh, we only have to watch it every month.
Yeah.
But having watched this one was kind of like, oh, I have to wait a month to watch the next one.
I mean, I don't feel that way.
Well, I do. I'm feeling like, well, I want to watch the next one now. And that's good. And it's fine if your first two episodes are just setting, like, some groundwork, and then you throw in some better stuff that maybe explains some of the weirdness. So, yeah, I like this episode. Definitely the best one.
Present day. Present time.
Any predictions?
No, I got nothing. This feels weird.
It is hard to predict the direction.
How would I have predicted the cyber soldiers at the end?
Yeah, that sort of swerved me a bit, because it was a bit something actually happening, and that was surprising. It was good. And yeah, as I said, I'm looking forward to the next layer. Speaking of which, the next layer is called Layer 04 Religion. I had to think about that for a second because I did not write it in my segment guide. So it's Layer 4 Religion. And every layer I seem to be like, why are they called that? But then the episode makes it clear why it's called that. So that's fine. It's not like they're just thinking of random words to put in as episode titles. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translationmon on Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will and a Reddit thread in the Lane subreddit. And we'd really appreciate it if you were to review us on iTunes and or Stitcher. You can also donate to our Patreon, which is linked on our website and in our description. And you can start from doing that from as little as $1 a month, which gets you access to our listener Slack chat group. But if you give a little more, you can get things like notes or early episodes. We've recently set up a Discord for $5 or more per month Patreon supporters. And we're basically playing video games with people, so it'll be fun. We're going to be playing PUBG tonight, so hopefully there's some people who want to play PUBG with us in there.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about putting in the listeners in that.
That'd be great. That'd be great fun.
We'll put out the call.
Yeah, we'll put out the call. So, yeah, you can do that.
And thank you to our current Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon. And my notes are not loading.
Stevie, who is Stevie Patamon on Tumblr and takes commissions. Wu Qinglong, who is on twitch.tv/WuQinglong. Metal Marmimon, Joe. Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki #1 on YouTube.
I got it.
Penguin Mage, Chuck Moll, Chuck Moll, Chuck Mon, Ishpal Bamba, Hiro Lato is Hiro Lato on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost Moragic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who is at Wildwing64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from the Versus podcast, which you can find on SoundCloud, Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, Kyle, DeLady Bugman, who you can read his anime blog on about anime on buguburugu.wordpress.com, Smile Wolfie, who is on Topastic as Smile Wolfie, and has a comic called Eden of Melancholy, Tom, Glitchgoat, Azrael McCool, Nicholas, and Matthew. You can also make a donation on PayPal, which you can find in the description. It's paypal.me/Ergemon. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.